Let's reconvene the February 25th commission meeting here. It's 1:32. We've concluded the morning session, which extended a little late for all the HEPTAC cases, and we now move into public comment. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to address the commission on a matter that is not on the agenda? I see Mr. Lang in the audience. Please come forward, sir. Good afternoon. Please state your name for the record.
I'm Jim Lang with the law firm of Pender and Coward, and I'm here on a matter that has been before you previously, so I think I can be brief. May I approach and
yes,
provide
please.
Some handouts?
I'll just pass them along.
Don't worry about it. We'll pass one down.
It will. I'm here to speak to you today about the floating junkyard in the inlet off the eastern branch of the Elizabeth River near the Campostella Bridge. And we have made progress over the last few months, but the floating junkyard does remain, and we continue to have what is a Walmart-sized commercial boatyard operation in a 7-Eleven-sized parcel. I want to update you on what progress has been made and also to make a recommendation or a request to the VMRC that you order the removal of 5 vessels that are aground. The sketch that I've prepared, I'll have to figure out how to make it large. Is there someone who's more technically savvy than me that could tell me how to make this?
Well, click on view and you can rotate it, and then the percentage thing there, you can do a drop-down box. Well, he wants to rotate it too. It's off 90 degrees.
Thank you.
Everybody's got the same.
Yeah.
When we started on this project in August 2013, there were 25 vessels in the waterway that were attributable to Mr. Mullane's operation. Either he directly owned it, or it was brought to the waterway by him, or it was owned by one of his business associates. 8 vessels have been removed, and that leaves 17 in the waterway, which are positioned, as you can see in the sketch. The 8 that were removed were what I would refer to as the low-hanging fruit. They were relatively smaller vessels. And there's many large vessels that remain in the waterway. Among them, vessel R, which is right here at 261 feet. Vessel A, right here at 245 feet. Vessel L, right here at 205 feet, and at 166 feet. And the removal of the eight vessels, what that accomplished is it cleared out this area of the western shore. Originally, this area was all clobbered, and the removal of the vessels allowed him to get a few vessels off the shoreline and then to reposition some of the larger ones over into this area right here. The 205-foot Zuni formerly was over in this area, and the 166-foot Shearwater was formerly over in this area. The 17 that are still there is too many for this inlet, and five of the vessels are aground. Now, in the diagram, the vessels that are colored in blue are the ones affiliated with the Mullane operation, and the ones that have no coloration, there's four of them right here against the eastern shore. These are the vessels associated with our client, Tennant Marine Contracting Corporation. The vessels that have a red border are the five vessels that are aground. And the current status is that on December 11th, when the site inspection was performed, he committed to remove these two vessels, among others, within 30 days, and neither has been removed, and both of them are aground. The second site inspection was scheduled for January 22nd in the run-up to the last mission meeting. It was canceled due to a snowstorm. And I don't know whether the second site inspection has been conducted, and I don't know whether any orders have been issued requiring removal of any of these vessels. What we're asking the VMRC to do at this point is to order the removal of the five vessels that are aground. Each of these vessels is trespassing on water bottom owned by VMRC. The combined hull length of these vessels is in excess of 800 feet, so it would represent significant progress towards alleviating some of the congestion in the waterway. And removing these vessels would eliminate two substitute piers. The idea being, Mr. Mullane has never come before the commission and sought approval for installation of a mooring facility. Instead, he's mooring his vessels by attaching them to vessels that are aground. For example, on the west side of the waterway, this hopper barge right here, that's 200 feet long, that's pushed up on the shore, moored to that vessel is the YRST-2, the largest vessel in the waterway at this point at 261 feet. And then moored to the YRST-2 is the Zuni and then the Shearwater. All of these go back to a foundation that's this hopper barge that's pushed up on the shore at this location, as well these smaller vessels, these four smaller vessels, and the Tug America. So you have a total here. If you look at the hopper barge, which is across the shoreline, you have approximately eight vessels that are moored to the hopper barge instead of being moored to a proper facility. So that's the substitute pier number one. The second substitute pier structure that he's using is on the east side of the waterway. The ATC 12,000 is a 245-foot-long vessel that's in very shallow water and is aground. And moored to the stern of it is his barge-mounted crane. And then there's a floating causeway that's moored to the barge-mounted crane. There's a tug moored next to the barge-mounted crane and another tug. So you have these four vessels here being moored to vessels that are aground instead of a mooring facility. The commission, as I've watched the proceedings this morning, very thoughtfully considers the concerns of neighboring landowners when somebody comes in for an application to, say, install a pier, like Mr. Gaskins did for Gaskins Seafood this morning. There were neighbors who had concerns about if you do this with the pier or do that with the pier, how many boats will there be? I think there was, even the result of discussion, the commission issued a permit that limited the number of vessels that Mr. Gaskins could have after he agreed four was an appropriate number for the future concerns of his business and given his ability to come back and apply for a modification if he needed one. Well, that step has been skipped here because the person who has brought all these vessels into this waterway never applied for a permit, never installed a pier. And what we're asking the commission to do at this point is a good next step to help alleviate the congestion and blight at this floating junkyard, is order the removal of these five vessels that are aground, eliminate the substitute pier structures, and perhaps that would have the positive effect of getting the person who's operating the boatyard in here to apply for an application where the appropriate discussions could take place, and this operation could be appropriately sized for the waterway. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Lang. Appreciate it. Does the commission have any questions? Chief Letterman, is there anyone in law enforcement that is available to provide an update on where we're standing with this particular issue?
Yes, sir, there is. Officer Thompson.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We met with city officials, city and all the fire marshals, our representatives also on the 19th. The five vessels that are reported to be aground, move the slide. Vessel A, which was the very large one, the ATC 12,000. Mr. Mullane is contesting that he has any ownership in this, however, has agreed to move it. He needs a plan. He told us that he's been working with us. There's been a 32% reduction in the number of vessels that have already been taken from the area by Mr. Lang's own admission, and has requested that we give him 30 days to come up with a plan to move that one. There's various, you've seen how all the vessels are moored in there. There's several vessels that have got to be moved and gotten rid of before he can attempt to do anything with it. But it's his plan to remove that for us. We've agreed to give him an additional 30 days to come up with a plan and to present that plan to us on how to remove it. In which time he's been told that there'll be a letter issued to him at that time when he presents the plan. So we'll know what the timeline is.
Would that be, that letter be an order to remove, or would that be something else?
That'd be an order to remove.
Thank you.
Also, vehicle number B, the 100-foot barge. This one also is planned to be moved. He already has a time frame for this one, and we're trying to push the plan up. It's going to be part of a reef project. He said that he will have it moved by June, if not earlier. So we're also going to order a letter of removal for that. Also have working with him to try to figure out what the timeline is. But he said he has a hard date of June on that one. We have three more vessels, the Captain George, vessel O. This one here is also in contention of who owns it. However, Mr. Mullane has agreed to move this one within 30 days. This one was advertised by the city of Norfolk as an abandoned vessel. Mr. Mullane was concerned about contacting the vessel before it had been properly advertised as an abandoned vessel, because if he started moving it, he could then be liable. That one's already been cleared by the city of Norfolk. It's been properly advertised, and he said he'll start working on that one, and that one will be moved within 30 days. Skip one and go down to R. The dive salvage barge, 261 foot. This one is currently for sale by Mr. Greenleaf and Associates, and they believe that they have a prospective buyer for it, but that's going to be a purchase type of situation, and they need to figure out what's going on with that. However, he was told that we would give him 30 days to come up with a plan also on the sale of the vessel, and he was going to be issued a letter of removal. Vessel Q, the hopper barge, the 200-foot barge that's the furthest one up into the city of Norfolk's property on their cemetery line, which is hard aground. It's all the way up in the marsh area. This one here is being argued by Mr. Mullane that he does not own it and doesn't have anything to do with it other than he has agreed that he has moored vessels against it before in the past. The city of Norfolk has entered into negotiations with their Mr. Mullane. If the city can come up with funds to actually pay Mr. Mullane to remove this one. So they're in prospective agreement to see if funds are available to move it. This one here has a foam-filled barge, and apparently it's a lot harder to get rid of as far as salvage. And that would be the five vessels that are aground. That is the object of our concern legally. Mr. Mullane argues that the other vessels in the area are being used for his business, and they come and go.
They're also not aground. So
they're not aground. That's public.
What is Mr. Mullaney's business? Do you scrap?
I think that was probably a better question for Mr. Mullane, but scrap, they tow things. It's a marine enterprise. He's apparently very involved in reef projects. He's sunk several vessels for those ends.
Okay. So he would be in the business of the type to have these vessels put in this location?
Yes. And we've gotten a ruling from the Corps of Engineers that they believe that the center vessels, when they're being moved about, doesn't present an obstruction to navigation.
Mr. Erskine.
I just have a question, and maybe it's more pointed to the commission. Have we asked Mr. Mullane to come in and discuss this, or
this has been ongoing? This has been under investigation with the Marine Police and in conjunction with the City of Norfolk's legal office.
Okay.
And as we've heard, there's been some substantial progress being made to remove a number of these vessels. But there's jurisdictional issues and there's legal issues as well.
Okay.
What Officer Thompson has detailed here is the work that's being done on those vessels that have run aground, that are on the St. Elmo's water bottoms, and therefore directly within our jurisdiction.
Okay.
Ms. Haynes.
If he is ordered to remove the five vessels aground, how will he moor the other vessels that are being used in his business?
I have just a little bit of knowledge on that. He is in the works of permitting a dolphin system. I don't know how far along he is in that permitting. He has some plans, I guess, to request dolphins and such to be moored at below mean low water level to assist in that endeavor. But I believe that he's in the preliminary stage of that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the work that you've put into this, and Sergeant Coppertight.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
They're not prohibited from getting
Is there anyone else that wishes to speak in the public comment period?